Remarks of the President, Helper, Utah, 6 October 1952.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that greeting very, very much. I'm glad to be back here in Helper once more. I was here in 1948 and gave you some down-to-earth facts about that good-for-nothing, do-nothing Republican 80th Congress, if you remember. Then you did your duty at the polls, and I want to congratulate you on the way you voted. I understand Carbon County had the best record of any county in Utah in the votes you gave the Democratic Party in 1948, and I hope you'll repeat that again. I'm sure you'll do it over in 1952 and send Adlai Stevenson to the White House. I've always been interested in the way your good town got its name. They tell me that Helper was named for the Helper engines that pull the train up these wonderful mountains you have around here. You know, I think the Republican Party needs some Helper engines. We'll take a whole roundhouse full of engines. We'll take a whole roundhouse full of these helpers to get them elected this fall with their terrible record of holding them back. As for the candidate, for their candidate for president, I don't think Helper engines can get him out of the trouble he's in now. With the crew he's got around him, I don't think he'll ever be elected. I just don't think the people are going to elect a president who has surrendered to Taft and McCarthy and Jenner and Kemp. I'm glad I can come to your state and tell you that I'm proud of the Democratic candidate for United States Senator. Utah has a wonderful man in Walter Granger. He's been one of the best members of the House of Representatives for the past 12 years, and I know he's going to make a great United States Senator. Your candidate for the House of Representatives, Mr. Ernest McKay, knows the importance of using our national resources for the benefit of all the people instead of just the special interests. I met Mr. Glade this morning, the present mayor of Salt Lake City. He was there to welcome me, and I understand he's going to be the next governor of Utah. Now, when you vote for president and vice president, remember that this country's never had two better candidates than Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman. They've shown they've shown by their record that they stand for the interests of the common everyday man. I want to tell you this, too. They are telling the truth in this campaign. They aren't like some Republican politicians who are running around distorting the facts and trying to rewrite history. You can count on Stevenson and Sparkman to continue the prosperity you now have. You people here in Price Canyon area know the importance of steady employment. 20 years ago, when the American people voted the Republicans out of office, there were 12 to 14 million people out of work in this country. But today, our country is working full blast with over 62 million people in good jobs. I told the students, up at the university, Brigham Young University in Provo this morning, that in 1932, when they were graduating, they didn't know where to go for jobs. There were 14 million people out of jobs, and the graduates of that university would be lucky if they got jobs at a dollar a day. Then I read them an extract from a piece in the San Francisco Bulletin about the graduations last June from college, in which it was said the students now have so many jobs to pick from, they don't know which one to take. Now, I think you better keep up that situation. And the reason you can do that is because the Democratic Party has courage. This thing did not come about by accident. The Democratic Party's courage and wisdom and faith to make our economy work in a way that all Americans, not just a special few, could enjoy prosperity and full employment. Our policy is for the people. You find that the Republican policy is always a property interest. The Democratic Party's policy is a policy for the welfare and benefit of all the people and not just a few. Compare the terrible Republican record and the terrible Republican platform this year with a Democratic record and with a Democratic platform this year, and you can't possibly go wrong in, because you'll vote the Democratic ticket. Study them carefully. You'll only come to one conclusion. Vote the Democratic ticket. Vote your own interests. That's what you're doing. You see, the power of government in this country is in the people. And the people exercise that power by voting. You go to the polls and vote for your own interests. Vote for the welfare of this great nation. And vote for peace in the world by voting the Democratic ticket and the country to be safe for another 4 years. Thank you a lot.